T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is me, Bob Mitchell, in for Scoot in the afternoon. Scoot hopes to be on the air tomorrow. One of the things I'd like to try to get in this hour, but looking at the phones, I probably stand no shot of this. Is your profession safe, or do you think it's on the way out? Have you had to change professions because yours was no longer needed? Here are a couple of professions that they are predicting within the next several years are going to go by the wayside. Travel agents. Now with the abundance of easy-to-use websites, anybody can arrange their own holiday, so you don't need travel agents. All you need is your bank card and a couple of hours on the computer. Cashiers. There's been more and more talk in the past few years about the reality of a cashless society. And, you know, if you go to a lot of the grocery stores now, they have very few cashiers. You just check yourself out. Librarians. Although there will always be books in the world, regardless of the success of e-readers such as Amazon's Kindle, it doesn't look good for librarians. So have you had a job that you had to switch because your job just went away? So let's go to, let's go to Mike. Mike, thank you for calling WWL. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Bob. I've been driving trucks all my life, but I was doing mechanic work. And that wouldn't work out, so I decided to start driving a truck, and that fanned out okay.
All right, but hey, we still have mechanics, though.
Yeah. That 11-year-old boy, he was doing that because, you know, see the football players. And that lady, she should have called the principal instead of getting into it with the boy and let the principal have it.
Well, she did call the principal. The principal came in, and then I believe that there's like a security person at the school, and that person came in, and they could not quiet the child down, and that's why they had to call the police. But what do you think? What do you think of the teacher telling him, you can always go back where you came from? Now, here's something that's interesting about this. And let me read this text message, because the teacher was a Cuban immigrant, and she stood up. And this message says a lot. What a shame that it takes a Cuban immigrant to stand up for the values and respect for the United States. Life is so much better here and we gripe about trivial things. I agree that a child is taught that kind of stuff at home. And I had really not thought of it that way, but here you have a Cuban, a person who came here from Cuba to get away from Castro, and she stands up and she says, you know, if you don't want to stand up and do the Pledge of Allegiance, you need to leave. Now, she's wrong for doing that, because the policy allows the child to sit down, but it is good to see someone stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. Mike?
Well, she's probably might have been real frustrated and just lost it, you know, and that might be.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Mike. Anything else?
All right. Well, bless Mardi Gras.
Mike's ready for the parades. Let's go to Dan and Gentilly. Dan, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, thank you. I just want to say that American people who are frustrated with people who are coming in from other countries must be consistent and question the United States policies with these other countries. Because in many respects, the policies with these other countries creates disruption and therefore encourages people to leave. Now, right now, there's a situation with Venezuela that President Trump has decided to get involved in, and that's going to send a lot of people out of there when they, handle it the way that they want to handle it. And so we have to ask these questions. It's one thing to say what we're tired of, but then we have the big stick, the United States government, in many respects, that's encouraging this type of movement of people across boundaries and borders.
All right, Dan, thank you so much. Let's move on to Tim. Tim, thanks for calling WWL.
Yes, I'm going to ask you one more question.
Sure.
When they play the national anthem, right? Why they don't play the whole national anthem? That's just part of it. Understand what I'm trying to say? That national anthem, they're playing part of it. Understand it?
Mm-hmm.
This was
the Pledge of Allegiance, not the national anthem that we're talking about.
I'm just trying to figure that out. There. Now, as for the pledge, do you have more voices for that too?
What's that, Tim?
Do they have more voices in the Pledge of Allegiance too? Besides what we say in school.
Tim, I'm having a hard time understanding you. I'm sorry.
Okay, one more time.
Right.
Do the pledge have more voices than what we're saying in school?
I just don't know. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to move on. I just honestly just don't know what he was trying to tell me. Let's go to Jay in Slidell. Hi, Jay.
I don't know what he was trying to tell you either, Bob, unfortunately. But anyway, first of all, the thing that makes America one of the greatest countries that's ever existed is the fact that we have the freedoms to, protest and dispute things without the fear of incarceration or worse. So, the thing that I take away from this is,
Hello?
It's Carlin. Yes, can you still hear me?
Yeah, you cut out for a second, but you're back.
Yeah, I heard George Carlin a couple of months ago. I found a YouTube video where he said, in a way, it doesn't make sense to be proud to be an American. Listen to his point was that you should take pride in something that you had something to do with. We were born here. Now, I can say I'm glad to be an American, okay? I'm mm-hmm. grateful to be here. But when it comes to pride, I mean, people in the military or maybe people that are naturalized citizens, they have something a little bit more, to take pride in because they actually had to accomplish things for the country and to become a citizen. So I think that some of this pride that we feel is a little misrepresented. We should be more thankful that we live here. And this is a great country to live mm-hmm. in. And the only other place I'd rather live would be New Zealand, and they won't have me. So it's kind of like Roger Marks, man.
I think you're right. And one of the things that I don't know whether concern is the right word, but I'm very thankful that I live in America. I'm very thankful for being in a country that I can do the profession I do. I'm very thankful I live in a country that has clean water and we're not at war all of the time. And the only thing that I'm not going to even say I worry about it. It just I'm so happy to live here. I'm so glad I'm living here, and there are people who want to come here and live. I wonder what they think when they see these rallies going on all around the country in protesting the government, protesting the president. I wonder what they think. I wonder if they look just like you and I are talking and said, "Hey, y'all ought to be thankful you're living there." That's the thing that I think about from time to time.
Thank you, Bob.
All right,
great job.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Foster. Foster, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
Yeah. So you had said the United States is the greatest country in the world, and but in the things you mentioned, clean water, a lot of countries got clean water, freedom. A lot of countries got freedom. You did say something that was kind of stupid. You said
I'm always saying stupid things.
You said we're not at war. I mean,
in the country, in the country. I wouldn't want to live in a place like Iraq where your neighborhood might get bombed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but that probably has a lot more to do with Bush invading the country. That your neighborhood wasn't blowing up before Bush got there.
All right, so tell me what you're. I don't know what you're asking me. Why do I like living in the United States?
No. But what makes it the greatest? All the things you're saying are things that are present in a lot of other places.
So you don't think the United States is the greatest country, then?
I love my country, But to sit there and pound on your chest and say, oh, we're the greatest.
Well, I do. I think that way. You want to shoot me for believing that way? I believe because this is where I live. This is where my family is. This is where I was educated. This is where I'm able to practice my profession. I'm able to give my opinion without somebody coming in here and shooting me. I can say anything I want. I've got that freedom.
I know you. Everybody's got the freedom to.
Well, why don't you tell me why you don't think the United States is the greatest country? And what
I didn't say. I don't think. I think other countries have great things.
Okay.
And right? Isn't that true?
I'm going to shut up and let you talk. Go ahead.
Okay. I mean, other countries have freedom. Other countries have free have clean water, clean air. They have, you know, other countries have better healthcare systems, right? Other countries have better social security. You know, I mean, to sit here and just keep pounding on chest, oh, we're the greatest. I mean, it's jingoistic, right? Like, oh, we're the best just because we're the best. I mean, I think you had the guy on earlier, and you said you've never even been out of the country.
Like, no, I didn't say that. I've been out of the country many times. I've not lived in another country.
But all these things you say, it's the greatest country because you were born here. Like, you didn't.
Greatest thing about being in this country? You and I can disagree, and no one is going to come grab either one of us and pull us out of our house and beat our butts. That's the greatest thing.
That's true in about, 100 other countries, right? I mean, it's just stupid to keep saying, oh, we're the greatest.
Why don't you go live someplace else?
I'm not saying that. You're confusing two different things. I'm in my country. I think it's a great place. I love being here. My family's here. Everything, right? But does that mean it's the greatest?
It is the greatest to me. All right. Can I have my own opinion? Is that all right with you?
No, I didn't say you. You don't have an opinion, but it's stupid.
I've got to. Listen,
we're not in first place in most
categories.
Okay.
I'm not cutting you off. I have got to go to a break. All right. We will come right back on the Big 870 WWL. Mac, you know, I've said stupid things on the air where people go crazy, but I don't think I've ever been in a position where, because I said I think the United States is the greatest country in the world, that people call up and want to challenge me on that. You can believe anything you want. It's just what I believe. No, I've never lived anyplace else. I've traveled. I've been to Mexico a whole bunch of times. I'd much rather live here than Mexico. Some of the things that you see about these countries, like Iraq, where, you know, the whole town is in rubble. You have to walk maybe a mile to get your water and stuff like that. I'd much rather be here in the United States. All right, let's go to Dave in Covington. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
Beat up a little bit, but I'm okay.
That's all right, man. You know, listen, is this the real Robert Mitchell or is this
That's
fake
it. No, this is the real one. That's what it says on my ID.
All right. I'm just making sure. I guess I'm dating myself by saying, is this the real Rob Mitchell? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. That's all right.
Don't beat me up for that now.
No,
you know?
I
mean, I
don't
just
beat up people.
Okay. All right. One of the guys said it earlier. This country was founded on protest. And so the fact that your question is, what would people think if they saw the protest going on President's Day? What they should think is that the fact that we can protest and do it all day long and say what we want, no matter what anybody thinks, makes this one of the most desirable countries in the world. And the fact that the country was founded on the fact that they didn't like the way things were going, so we formed a union. And I think that's why people are most thankful to live here, because of the fact that I don't necessarily like all the way the protesting, the things are going, but it's the reason why we are who we are.
That's a good point. I appreciate you calling in. Let's go to Rashad. Rashad, thank you for calling WWL. How are you?
I'm good, Bob, today. I'm trying to be calm because sometimes when I go to talking, my voice get loud and, you know, I get out of breath. But
yeah, okay, I have news in 2 minutes, so go right ahead.
Okay, well, anyways, now. The United States is one of the greatest countries in the world. But like the guy was just saying, also, too, United States also was built on prejudice. United States came into protest. I mean, the United States tricked the Native Americans, okay? out of the land. They were the first ones here. The Native Americans in South Dakota, we're talking about patriotism. We're talking about liberty, mm-hmm. justice, and freedom for all. That's what the young kid was standing up to. He thought that was wrong. When you have an 11-year-old that is in that can see these situations, that an adult that have two eyes and two ears, where Stephen Wonder that and Ray Charles is blind and they can see through some of this. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Now you say you got the freedom to you know with all the things that we have, but everybody does not have freedom. So how come we don't think that when people do things, they feel that an injustice has occurred, and the other people that goes against these people want to throw their opinion, and they're being hypocritical because here you have in an Oval Office an amoral individual, a person who denies me and a lot of other people the ability to believe in our government when he is lying to us on a daily basis to further his financial purse.
Mm-hmm.
I can touch on a lot of things just based on what the little gentleman stood up for. The principal, the lady, she should not have done that to a little kid and traumatized him, talking about calling the police.
Well, Rashad, I appreciate you phoning, but remember I told you I only had a couple of minutes.
I know.
All right.
I know.
Thank you so very much. Call back, all right?
Thank you.
Okay, call back. All right, we're going to take a news break right now. We will get an update from CBS News. And then, of course, Jim Hanzo is standing by with all the latest WWL live and local news. And then we will come back with more of your phone calls. I'm Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the afternoon. Scoot hopes to be on the air tomorrow. All right, welcome back. We'll get right back to our phone calls. A lot of people on hold want to get their opinions on the air. Rick, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Mitchell. How about yourself?
Well, I'm hanging in there. We're starting to split hairs. I made the statement probably originally about an hour ago, and I said I believe that the United States is the greatest country in the world. I can't prove that.
I'd be in agreement with you on that one. And there's one reason why, Mr. Mitchell.
Why is that?
I'm military. I'm military.
Yeah.
Our military has made sacrifices throughout the number of years. And if old Forrest don't believe me, he can take a look at Arlington Cemetery. Mm. And that's just about all I got to say on that. Yeah. But anyway, Bob, I'm going to go because the Gestapo is on the way.
All right.
See you later, man.
They're going to drag me out. Thank you, Rick. Let's go.
I'm just depositing.
Let's go to
the
Mike. Mike, you with me? Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
You with me?
Hey, man.
How are you?
Hey, I'm here. I'm doing great. Mr. Bob, I want to start off by saying real quick, I love when you come on and take people's spots. I agree with you 99.99% of the time.
Well,
I love everything you say, but I got to agree more so with the guy that was speaking to you about, you know, I'm not saying that this isn't the greatest. I'm a creature of habit. I'm probably going to live here my entire life. There's no doubt. But I think there are countries that are just as great or close to it. You know, I most people that come here, I don't think they come here because of the ability to protest on President's Day or because of the military.
Mm-hmm.
I think people come here for a better way of life. But I think there are other countries like England, Australia, Canada, Germany, you know, some other European countries that have a lot of freedoms too. You know, I think they have a really good way of life as far as health care, Social Security, which may be, those things may be better in other countries from what I hear and see. But that doesn't mean I'm going to leave this country. But my point is that there are other great countries,
well,
as well as we are.
I am sure there are other great countries. I will not deny that. I personally don't choose to live in any other country but the United States. That's me. I've visited.
Right. I agree with both. Right.
You know, I've taken trips years ago. I was doing a lot of scuba diving, and we went to a whole bunch of little countries and all. And you know, you go to a place like Mexico, and you look around, and I know when it's been about 7 or 8 years since I've been there, and they even tell you, you know, be careful about drinking the water.
Oh, sure. If you're going to compare the United States to Mexico or Iraq,
right,
or any of that, absolutely, you know, there's no doubt. But when I say, you know, Canada, you know, they got a really good healthcare system that as far as.
Mm-hmm.
you know, the medications and stuff that, from what I read, is they have a lot of better benefits than we do. So, you know, it kind of evens out. But, you know, I guess with the point of the guy, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I guess, you know, some people got the arrogance to where they think we're the only good country in the world, and that's not true.
Well, I don't think I ever said we're the only good country.
That was probably his point, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's okay to say, like, I believe we're the greatest country in the world. That's my opinion. And see, that's what makes it so great. I can say that, and you can say, well, Bob,
you
know.
You can say that. Absolutely.
Right. So, Mike, I appreciate you phoning in, okay?
I just want to say I love your show. Thank you for being on the air, Mr. Bob.
Well, thank you so much.
Have a good day, buddy.
You
okay,
too.
Bye-bye.
All right, we will take a break right now, and then we will come back with more of your phone calls. Our number is 260-1870, and Scoot hopes to be on the air tomorrow on WSU. Basketball is red hot. Our team is red hot. Your team ain't doodly squat. And everybody... I've been breathing the paint fumes, okay, so forgive me. And everybody wants tickets to Saturday's sold-out LSU-Tennessee game. If you want to be there, but you don't have tickets, you can win a pair from Tiger Radio WWL. Just go to, are you ready? WWL.com/contest and register to win. But you got to do it by noon tomorrow. Good luck and go Tigers on WWL. All right, let's go to Chris. Chris, thank you for calling this afternoon.
Hi. I took real exception with one of your callers about America being the greatest. I'm going to rattle off some names real quick. Franklin, Mussolini, Hitler, Ho Chi Minh, Emperor Hirohito, Admiral Yamamoto, Henry VIII, Ayatollah Khomeini, Marie Antoinette, and her husband, Louis XIV. Now, America has spread democracy because those countries that have freedom, like somebody actually named Germany, in 1941, Germany was trying to take over Europe under a dictator. America spread that freedom. Yes, now that they've had a taste of democracy, some of them are doing quite well. But from the blood of American soldiers, we have spread democracy across this planet. There was a time when communism and democracy were fighting over parts of this world to control it, and they better get down and kiss the ground that they walk on and thank the soldiers and the people who gave their lives, because we not only gave it for American freedom, but we spread that democracy to France, to Germany, to Australia, through our leadership with England, freeing a lot of these countries, and they're enjoying those freedoms because of the blood of my brothers and sisters.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it so much. Let's go to Bobby. Bobby, having a good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm always having a good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm hanging in there, Bobby. I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, you better. I spent 14 years overseas. We live in the greatest nation there ever was.
I agree with that.
We don't have to have paperwork. We don't have to have paperwork to go from state to state. Our president's doing a great job. What I'm asking is, let's just go ahead and open up the borders. Let's get rid of all of our border for people and just let it happen. And let's let people formulate their own opinions when they all camped out in our backyards. You and I have to live under our liberties. We have great liberties in this country. You have to leave this country. Vietnam always said, if you don't love it, leave it.
Mm-hmm.
You better leave this country before you can understand of our liberties that we have today and to appreciate. That child, that 11-year-old boy, was used as a pawn in a chess match of the political beliefs of the mother and father. And I heard somebody say something about it. We're from Cuba.
Mm-hmm. Sure, no, the report was...
Go back to Cuba.
Okay.
Go back.
Thank you. The report was that a substitute teacher came from Cuba, and I know I read it in one story that the child said his parents brought him from Cuba. Don't write that Don't write that and hold it against me, but I believe that's what it is. Let's go to, is it Javier?
Yeah, this is Javier. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yes, I do believe America is the greatest country, and I'm not really, you know, I wasn't even born here. I'm originally from Honduras, but I came here as a child, 8 years of age. I'm 52 now. But just through the years, just the freedom that I've experienced here, the opportunities, just the melting pot, you know, of mm-hmm. just so many people that you can live here free and you can be who you want to be. I think that in itself, you know, led me to believe that America is the greatest country because you can, you know, you can practice your religion without any problem. You know, I'm a Christian. You can pursue your dreams. And you know, recently with all this, you know, people don't want to stand for the anthem. It got on my nerves over the years, a couple of years, that I decided to write a song. And the song is entitled, I Believe in America. And I got it on YouTube. Anyone who wants to listen to it, go right ahead. Beautiful song. I wrote it myself, produced it with a friend of mine, Taylor.
All right.
And so it's on there. You know, beautiful song. It just talks about that. I believe in America. We can do all things.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is the greatest country. No other place would I rather be than right here where I know I'm free.
All right. I appreciate you phoning in, okay?
All right. God bless. I appreciate your, you know.
All right. Do we take one more call or you want to go to traffic? One more caller. All right. Let's go to Bobby. Bobby, thank you for calling WWL. We've got about a minute and a half, so go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Mitchell. I like the comments from your previous call I have here. Look, I moved here in 78. I went to work at 19 years old for a Cuban family.
Mm-hmm.
They own a company in Gretna. And you were talking earlier about lost professions that aren't around anymore. This Cuban family that owned this company, we built alternators and starters for automotive parts houses, which is obsolete today because AutoZone took that over.
Uh-huh.
It's so cheap to buy a new unit than rebuild the old ones. But anyway, I think the teacher in this Florida situation showed her passion being from Cuba, and she probably could have handled it in a better situation. But, you know, I'm like you. I think this country is more divided now, and I'm 60 years old. I just hope that we're all American. We all bleed red, and sometimes we have a differences politically. But, you know, we enjoy our ball games. We all are from political left and right. But we all, we all should get along. We all bleed red. We're all Americans. And Javier nailed it.
All right. Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate you phoning in. We'll take a break. I'm Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the Afternoon on WWL. All right. Let's get right to the phones and get Kathy on. Kathy, I see you're a school teacher and you want to make a comment on the situation in Florida. Go right ahead.
Yes. They're using that substitute teacher as a scapegoat. If you call from your classroom, you need help with a student. The only time the teacher can have any control whether or not the child is arrested or disciplined is if the child physically attacks the teacher. Otherwise, that's strictly the police or the SRO and the administration. And that school board is wrong by saying, well, she's not going to be there anymore. They're using her as a scapegoat.
Well, here's what I find amazing about this story. Here is a woman that migrated here from Cuba, and she stands up for the Pledge of Allegiance. That to me is amazing.
My children in my class stand up. They don't have to say it, but they stand up because I stand up, and that's part of our routine.
Mm-hmm.
But still, if that child started cutting up and created a scene and she called for assistance, and me as a regular teacher with 24 years experience, if I call for assistance, they come and get that child, it's out of my hands. I have nothing to do with whether he gets a suspension or gets arrested, nothing. That is strictly administration and the SRO, which is the police officers assigned.
All right, Kathy, thank you so very much. It's been a good afternoon. Need to thank Ian Hoke for running the control board. answering the phones and yelling at me in the headset when I do something wrong. I appreciate that. And thank you, Diane Newman, who is our executive program director, who from time to time gives me the opportunity to get off the couch and come in here and spend some time with you guys. Thank you for all the phone calls, and thank you for all the text messages. Sports Talk is next on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.